Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sooner or later, it will turn for both teams, but I would be concerned for the Yankees. I don't think they've scored a run in 29 innings or something.
Yeah, it's been that bad.
That I mean, when was the last time you could say that?
I guess when they make it to the playoffs, when they don't hit at all.
I mean, it's amazing to me that this team has not scored a run. Think about this. In 3 games.
Well, and this is what happens when if Aaron Judge isn't hitting, no one else is picking him up. And that's really the big thing, because Aaron Judge, think about it, he is having a remarkable historic season. He's hit into a slump now. He's in a slump, and no one's picking him up.
It's amazing to me. I mean, obviously everybody's aware of it. The entire team is aware of it, and they're all frustrated, and I know what they're waiting for. It's like, you know, waiting for your basketball team to start hitting threes, your hockey team to finally start scoring goals, and your players and your baseball team to start finally getting some hits. I mean, and, you know, what was great about the Yankees when the season started is how competitive they were, and that was because, in large part, that they were being led by Aaron Judge. And it really is, it is alarming to see that this has taken place over the last 29 innings.
Well, I mean, it's also alarming because even though Aaron Judge is putting together these Babe Ruth-type seasons, and that's what this one was turning out to be, that he doesn't hit in the postseason. So this is what happens in the postseason when he doesn't hit.
Better the rest now of the than team the doesn't hit. Better now than the postseason.
Right, but the problem is this is a foreshadowing situation. So, I mean, he better be, once they get there, and they're going to get there, and the American League isn't great, and all these things that we talk about, but it just, this was the difference between last year's Yankee team and this year's Yankee team, and I'm not trying to make it all about Juan Soto, but, I mean, it really, that when they lost Soto, this is something that people thought about. It's like, all right, where is the offense going to come from consistently?
Right, but I have to say, like, listen, Max Fried was an unbelievable, you know, plan B, and he has delivered pretty much every time. So,
we're talking about their offense.
I mean,
it really
comes down to Goldschmidt and Bellinger. I mean, that's, and Dominguez. I mean, those are the three guys that are supposed to be picking up Juan Soto numbers, combined, at least.
Yeah.
I would imagine Yankee fans are really frustrated, and I understand why. But again, we're in June. I want to see where, you know, if either one of these teams fall out of first place. I mean, the Mets could have picked up a game on the Phillies last night. If either one of these teams fall out of first place, then it's time to really start wondering about what's going to happen. And, you know, it's interesting. I heard Al and Jerry talking about Rafael Devers leaving Boston. I mean, maybe Brian Cashman is going to have to do something like that. Maybe he's going to have to find some disgruntled player on some team that is available somehow and add a spark to this offense. I mean, that was supposed to be Jazz Chisholm. And, you know, like, remember when they got him from Miami and that former Miami president of baseball operations?
Yeah, yeah, David Sampson.
Yeah, came out and just trashed him.
Yeah, yep.
And, look, I think he's been a really good fit for the Yankees. He's another one that is just woefully inconsistent.
Right, exactly. That is the perfect word to describe him. And, yeah, I mean, I think falling out of first place, yes, that could be alarming. But really, it's about how you're losing these games and what your team is. And to go scoreless for this long should never happen to the New York Yankees. I mean, they, in the beginning of this season, were better offensively in April than they were last year. And by a significant margin. So, I mean, yeah, you watch a Mets loss and they're sloppy and they're blowing the game and David Peterson's cruising until he's not. And it's really frustrating down in Atlanta. But to go, you know, several games where you're not scoring a run is something that I think you got to like. That's a smelling salt. I'm sorry. That is a smelling salt. And by the way, as far as picking somebody up at the trade deadline, whatever it may be, and Brian Cashman finding that guy, it's also, let's not forget that the Yankees are very, very money conscious at this point when it comes to the luxury tax, because everybody was talking about you got to upgrade third base, you got to upgrade third base, and they didn't go out and get Nolan Arenado before the season, which they could have.
Doesn't mean that it still is an impossibility.
Well, hold on, but the reason they didn't do it was because they would have gone up in the luxury tax threshold. Now, when you bring in, this is a thing for them. So they have to, if they can get a guy whose salary, I guess, halfway through the season now keeps them under that threshold, then fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Those guys don't really, you know, grow on trees either.
No, they don't. And I'm sure that internally, I would think that, you know, they're taking this in stride. And taking it in stride is not a great thing from a fan's perspective, but we always want to preach patience. We don't want to overreact to things. But 29 innings without a run is really, that's like shocking to me.
Well, it's also, you know, the preaching patience thing and all of that is what the Yankee fan is fired up about, because they feel like in situations like this, their manager doesn't do enough to get them going. I mean, starts coming out. But no, I'm not saying that I agree with that. But when you say, like, the Aaron Boone mentality is to preach the patience, we'll be fine, we're going through it, this and that. But the fan is going, no, this is completely unacceptable. You're the New York Yankees. You're losing at home in front of your fans in misty, foggy weather. It's one of the most boring baseball games we've ever seen in our lives, and we got a manager in there who's comatose. That's what they say. But it's not going to change. As long as Aaron Boone's there, he's going to be completely level. And that's what Brian Cashman loves, is the fact that there's not too many highs and not too many lows and all of those things. But right now, it's a low.
They got five losses in a row. They got two more versus the Angels, three versus the Orioles, and then they go out to Cincinnati, and they got the Athletics at home. I mean, you know, they should get on track here.
Well, I mean, that's what we said when they started the Angels series, and they haven't scored a run. They're going back home to play the Angels. Okay, well, two losses down and no runs scored, so... You know, they'd be looking at the schedule right now. I don't think really matters. It's how they are actually, you know, they got to start hitting the baseball regardless of who they're playing.
I know that Yes Network actually broadcast batting practice. How do you think that's going?
I think better than the games, probably.
You think?
Better than the games.
I mean, I did ask Fleegs this morning. I said, do you think the Yankees take batting practice? Just messing around.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a Mets fan. And I said, well, you know, I don't know what it is about the Braves, man. We go down there, we forget how to play baseball, or we bring out the best in them. I don't know what it is. It's the worst of us and the best of them, or the worst of them is even, it's even worse than when we're, like, as bad as we were last night.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.